Laura Ingraham, What Mueller, Impeachment Couldn't Achieve, Democrats Hoped Coronavirus Would. By Jeff Poor on October 6, 2020. Monday, Fox News Channel's Laura Ingraham sounded off on the media and Democrat angst over President Donald Trump's apparent achievements in his battle against COVID-19. Ingraham said she suspected Democrats were hoping Trump's illness may impact him in ways that the Department of Justice's Mueller probe and impeachment were unable. Transcript as follows. Now, watching the media histrionics over the weekend and today, I was struck by what unhappy people they seem to be. Begin video clip. Unidentified male, there is a long and ugly history in this country of presidents not being honest about their health. Unidentified male, there is a significant level of concern. They wanted to try and make it look like a rosier picture. It's worrisome. End video clip. Ingraham, does a happy, joyful person appear to get agitated when another person gets good health news? And what kind of people seem visibly disappointed when a president of the United States admitted to an army medical hospital seems to be turning a corner? These unpleasant characters, that's who. Begin video clip. Unidentified male, tonight, there's still so much we do not know about the president's health. Unidentified female, this is evidence that his behaviors, his treatment course is not being directed by his doctors. Unidentified male, the head of my party is endangering Secret Service agents, hospital personnel. Unidentified male, it's a terrible message to the American people. End video clip. Ingraham, their rank hatred of Trump is out of control. If Biden had gotten COVID and emerged 3 days later walking and talking almost like his old self, they would have marveled at his strength and his perseverance. But with Trump, they're always searching for the insult. Begin video clip. Unidentified female, a breathtaking amount of selfishness. And honestly, the President of the United States is a virus spreader. I could not imagine a greater act of selfishness by a human being. Unidentified male, we are living a nightmare and coronavirus is now in the White House. Unidentified female, this is a Mussolini moment. He's standing there as if he is a member of the old Russian Tsar family. End video clip. Ingraham, joy. I'd stick to doing what you're doing and not rush in history, but nice try. All right. Of course, the real reason that the liberal punditry, they have gotten their panties in a bunch is because they thought Trump getting the virus was going to take him out of the next debate and off the campaign trail. But when the president announced his COVID positive test early Friday, of course, the Biden brigades, they were certain they finally had him on the ropes. So, what Mueller and impeachment couldn't achieve, they hoped coronavirus would. And it sounds like they still hope it does. Begin video clip. Unidentified male, social media today has been kind of ghoulishly full of the timeline that Herman Cain went through from his initial illness to about this point in his illness, where he himself was tweeting out, feeling great, feeling strong or words to that effect. We know how it ended. End video clip. Ingraham, this is unbelievable, of course. Not only are they furious that Trump is recovering, they're enraged that the U.S. economy is recovering too. So, in the spring, the experts, they predicted would be in a depression for years because of COVID. But our third quarter growth, it's expected to be record-setting, a 32% annualized rate. Well, look, they'd much rather try to track the president's last COVID test than the pace of our economy compared to other countries across the globe. I was shocked at this. But today, The Washington Post, well, they did its best to put a negative title and a framing around what is essentially an insanely good economic report. Economies in Europe, Japan, Brazil, and India all will suffer deeper recessions this year than the United States. U.S. output is expected to drop by 4% in 2020 while Europe will experience a roughly 7% decline. U.S. imports have virtually recovered their pre-pandemic high. Well, thank God, we have a president who refused to do what our business, to our businesses, what the UK, what France and Israel and Australia have done to theirs. Joe Biden said, he will lock down again if that's what the experts recommend. Well, he assails Trump's COVID management, presumably meaning that other countries are handling it better. But in fact, as we talked about last segment with the doctors, the epidemiologists, that's what Europe is doing again, they're locking down. This is what's in store for you, For the American people under President Biden rolling lockdowns until there is no virus reported, well, and no jobs left either. Killing a country in an attempt to extinguish a virus, that is obscene. The media simply refused to report the horrific damage done by COVID restrictions on the well-being of a free people. Just like they try their best, their darndest to change the subject back to COVID despite the fact that the economy remains the number one issue for most Americans. An NBC Wall Street Journal poll has Trump over Biden in handling the economy, by the way, by 7 points. Americans who had been left behind for decades by politicians in both parties. They finally saw their incomes rise and they found a champion in President Trump. Many of them, they showed up outside Walter Reed to thank him. Begin video clip. Unidentified female, half of our country did not, inaudible, speak for them. Donald Trump had the courage and backbone despite persecution to speak for us. It gives one voice the very personal thing. It's one of the greatest gifts you can give someone, and he's given half of our country that. And it's personal. End video clip. Ingram, incredibly emotional moments for Americans over the last few days. But investors, boy, they like Trump. The market plummeted when he got sick. Then it soared when it announced he was leaving Walter Reed Hospital today. What's even more stunning is that our robust economic recovery is happening even as blue states are still dragging their feet. And as a result, as the angle warned back in May, those states are being left behind. Check out the unemployment in red versus blue states. Terrible. If Biden wins, we'll all look like New York and fast schools will be closing. Restaurants will be closing, places of worship, they'll be threatened. Begin video clip. Andrew Cuomo, New York governor, you know, I have to say to the Orthodox community tomorrow, if you're not willing to live with these rules, then I'm going to close the synagogues. End video clip. Ingram, a tyrant. And while you're locked down, a Biden administration will be at work undoing all of the Trump policies that put more money in your pockets. Higher taxes, more regulations, more illegal immigration, no trade protection from China's malfeasance. That's all gone. Jobs offshore. Do you know the drill? Now, remember Biden's campaign. It's awash right now in cash. They're bragging about that. But why is it? Why is it that they have so much money? Because it's funded by billionaires who want to say bye tariffs and they want to get back to business as usual with China. Cozy, cozy. The fact is, there are many people in power in the media, in business, in sports, in entertainment, the Democrat Party who are rooting against Trump's recovery and America's recovery while he's president. It is their masks that are off. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.